Hello, and welcome once again to the Groovy Uncle Podcast. The Groovy Uncle Podcast takes a look at the creative output of a prolific bunch of musicians and artists based in the Medway towns. In each episode, I'll be catching up with some friends, old and new, to talk about the projects they've been involved in over the years and what they're doing right now.
You're listening to the Groovy Uncle Podcast.
On the 2nd of January 2022, we lost one of our finest creative talents, Chris Broderick.
There's a bend in the river. Garden wall collects the dreams, the broken dreams from the bridge away upstream, where the swallow divers and their broken hearts wash up at Ferry Lane, where the pilgrims crossed. Now the only lost, when the tide goes out, their pain remains, lapping soft in our fairy lane. There's a sound me when I'm in bed. I hear the willows, the weeping willows in the pillow beneath my head. All the tears and anger and the sunken hopes wash up at Ferry Lane, where the churchyard waits ever patiently for the names and dates. When the tide goes out, their songs remain, calling me to old Ferry Lane.
I first became aware of Chris Broderick as a writer and performer with the Singing Loins way back in the 90s, and I attended various gigs, events and readings over the years where he'd perform alongside a myriad of other talented Medway-based artists. Chris, along with the other Loins, always stood out from the rest. Their tunes, with Chris's lyrics, always managed to cut through to the heart in such an honest, no-nonsense manner. The Loins were formed around Christmas time 1990, and in Chris's words, "We just wanted to write honest, bare songs, outside of any particular style, just songs, whatever that means." The first thing we came up with was hauling in the slack, so that set the precedent. Now, of course, you can't operate in England without being pigeonholed, so we coined the phrase "authentic raw folk from the Medway Delta," and started playing whatever local pubs and clubs would have us. It was good fun getting up people's noses.
Well, you was a babby, your daddy was a con, your mammy was a brave one, though they done her plenty wrong. Away back and wind swept a woebegone place, they pulled you out with forceps, your ass about face. Carries on, and if in two chains, never for the best. 24 madmen dancing on your chest. Carry on, boys, and don't stop, the devil's at your back. For what does life amount to but hauling in the slack? A hum-dum-a-hey-ho, a hum-dum-a-hey-ho, a hum-dum-a-hey-ho. a beauty, your mammy was a dear, your mammy was 11 with a belly out to here. Never one for pity, never one to beg, she laid alone at night with a pill between her legs. It carries on, and if it do change, never for the best. 24 madmen dancing on your chest. Carry on, boys, and don't stop, the devil's at your back. For what does life amount to but falling in the slack? A hum dum hey ho, a hum dum hey ho, a hum da hey ho, hey ho da hum, a hum dum hey ho, a hum dum hey ho, a hum da hey ho, hey ho da hum. Then the gloom descended, future black as pitch. Just because she howled at night, they reckoned her a witch. Petition to the mayor for the sinful things she did. They took her to the loony bin and wired her to the grid. Carries on, and if it do change, never for the best. 24 madmen dancing on your chest. Carry on, boys, and don't stop, the devil's at your back. For what does life amount to at all in the slack? You bend your back to this endless coil, but what do you do with breath no more to toil? You turn around and hand it down, and then your sun starts falling in the slack. Carries on, and if it do change, never for the best. 24 madmen dancing on your chest. Carry on, boys, and don't stop, the devil's at your back. For what does life amount to at all in the slack?
As for the reception the Singing Loins received at some of these early gigs, Chris said, "We came across some truly bigoted deadheads who thought new folk songs were anathema. These idiots tended to be chartered accountants by day and at the weekends whined in nasally tones about working down the mines. They really believed they were protecting sacred text and that the whole folk genre was complete and pickled and never to be tampered with. There were also a few good souls who at least admitted they couldn't decide if what we were doing was either shit or brilliant."
Sham girl is wild and free. She will lighten up now, but she don't even dye her roots. Cham girl, do what she please. Cham girl is the bee's knees. Cham girl, ooh, what a pearl. Wildcat gang on Midway Street, the boys cross over lest they meet with cham girls. With cham girls. Now chat, 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 chat. Cham girl, she wrestle good. It ain't discussed, it's understood. She wears silk tie with string. Like she comb her hair with a raven's wing. Cham girl, don't play with dogs, lest it's burning off their stupid hair. Oh yeah. Don't you lose your head now, boys. Just remember, they ain't toys, they cham girls. And I jam girls. Now chat, 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 chat. Jam girl, she wrestle good. It ain't discussed, it's understood. She wears silk tie with string. And she comb her hair with a raven's wing. She keep you hanging, she knows how. When she's ready, she's right now. Jam girl. Now it ain't easy, easy pals from the shells of jam girls, jam girls, those jam girls. Now it ain't easy, easy pals from the shells of jam girls, jam girl. Ooh, what a pearl. Now it ain't easy, easy pals from the shells. girls are jam girls, jam girls, jam girls. No, it ain't easy easing pills from the cells of jam girls, jam girls, those jam girls, those jam girls, those jam girls, those jam girls.
The Singing Loins lineup in those days was simply Chris and Arf, and their first couple of albums, Songs for the Organ and Steak and Gravy, were recorded onto an old Revox tape machine in Billy Childish's bathroom. For the acoustics, as Chris would explain, with whatever guests were available, standing in the bath, kneeling on the toilet seat, the taps dripping, the phone going off in the kitchen next door, it was great. If we didn't get it by the third take, then it was abandoned. It was all about feel, not perfection. After a couple of self-released albums, they split in 1999. But a few years later, they reformed, and in 2005, Damaged Goods Records released Songs to Hear Before You Die.
She'll have a baby sham cherry on a stick. I'll have a bitter, make it quick. Said Lucky Tom in the bar at the Baker's Arms on a hot August night in 58. Get it down, ya, and come outside. Don't you believe 'em, girl, they all lied. Said the big married man to the tiny little blonde on a hot August night in 58. Across the street in the trolley bus depot, the drivers were brewing their tea, and the plaza was showing East of Eden again, and the Sally Army man thought it smelled like rain, and the jukebox was playing, that'll be the day, that'll be the day. Come to the fun fair tomorrow night, I work the waltzes, you'll be alright. As he pushed her up the alley by the Baker's Arms on a hot August night in 58. Then from his pocket he took a knife, and in a second he changed her life. As the brick dust stuck to a ruined mohair coat on a hot August night in 58. Across the street in the trolley bus depot, the drivers were brewing their tea, and the plaza was showing East of Eden again, and the Sally Army man thought it smelled like rain, and the jukebox was playing, that'll be the day, that'll be the day. The gang ran out and saved the skin. They saw him off and helped her in, but the seed in her belly was swelling already on a hot August night in 58. That Lucky Tom was well away. She dried her eyes for school next day and turned her back on the noise from the Baker's Arms on a hot August night in 58. across the street in the trolley bus depot. The drivers were brewing their tea, and the plaza was showing Easter Baden again, and the Sally Army man thought it smelled like rain, and the jukebox was playing, that'll be the day, that'll be the day. On a hot August night in 1958,
I got to know Chris some years later when he invited me to film the video for the brilliant Please Take My Scissors Away in 2009, on what turned out to be probably the hottest day of that year. Despite the heat, it was a really fun day, and I felt honoured to have been asked to be involved. By this time, Chris and Arf had been joined by Rob Shepherd and John Forrester. Chris, of course, was in charge. I'd naively thought he would present me with a rough idea of what he wanted and we'd just sort of wing it. But no, Chris had written a screenplay, Mandy designed the set, his daughter Katie helped out too, and the instructions were clear as to what he would be doing on the day. He'd even included the instruction to bring a packed lunch. No detail was left out. Chris was very generous though, and included some of my ideas and suggestions which ended up in the final cut. So we shot a video to a song about the mental decline of a paranoid Victorian silhouette cutting artist. You see, only Chris Broderick could come up with subject matter like that for a song.
May I cut your silhouette, sir, immortalize your bust, madame. May I render your lovely children in black, but if they're a bit fitty, give them a smack. I'm so lately ill at ease. Officer, please, officer, please. There will be hell to pay if you don't take, officer, please, take my scissors away. Shadow with feeling, but no one now wants their physiognomy revealing. Anyone would think I had a vile disease. Officer, please, officer, please. There will be hell to pay if you don't take. Officer, please, take my scissors away. Damn them, so crass. Are you watching the dicky bird say cheese and snap? Where's the bloody fucking skill in that? I'm so lately ill at ease. Officer, please, officer, please. There will be hell to pay if you don't take. Officer, please, take my scissors away.
Thank you. so please, there will be hell to pay if you don't take. Officer, please, take my scissors away. Away, 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 away. Take them away, 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 away. Take them away, take them away, away.
I don't claim to have known Chris very well, but I got to know him a little more via his lyrics and the music of the Singing Loins. During live performances, they managed the extremely rare feat of generating an atmosphere where, one minute, the audience would be singing along, dancing and laughing at lyrics about bare breasts, then the next, standing quietly with tears in their eyes as they listened to some of the most poignantly moving lyrics you'll ever hear. And then back again, singing their hearts out to songs like Angel of the Medway and House in the Woods.
Simple house in the world. words. If we should fall from the bridge with a cannonball in our coats, if we should topple overboard with a chain around our throats, forgive us our strange behaviour, quiet, hidden saviour. If we should slip from the edge while distracted in our thoughts, if we should stumble from the path while feeling overwrought, forgive us our strange behavior, gentle smiling savior. Say you're only make-believe. I know where you sleep. You are forever benign and watching in the shadow of the keep. And I have seen dolphins and whales and flamingos as far as Chatham Reach. And I have seen mermaids and mermen on horses, and I have heard them speak. So lift up.
I last saw Chris not long before the pandemic began, and we talked about working on a song he'd written that we could take into the studio, But of course, COVID scuppered those plans. I last spoke to him on the phone 2 days before Christmas 2021, when we attempted to link up via Zoom to record an interview for my podcast. Chris was really keen to do it, but was struggling not only with the technology, but sadly with his illness. He was in good spirits, but it was obvious he was struggling, so we agreed to try it another way. We never got the chance, as only a few days later, he was gone. I'm so pleased we got to chat for one last time, though. I don't want to dwell on the sadness of it all. I think we've all had more than our share of that over the past couple of years, and I know Chris didn't go in for mawkish sentimentality. Of course, my thoughts go to Chris's daughter, Katie, along with Mandy and Amanda, and not forgetting all of Chris's many friends, including Rob, Arf and John of the Singing Loins. I just want to say, Chris Broderick was a lovely, talented fella whom I'm privileged to have known and whose work we will all continue to enjoy. He's not gone. Not really. Be merry, my friends. Be merry.
Whenever you see the hearse go by,
be merry, be merry.
Think to yourself you're gonna die.
Be merry, be merry.
They put you in a big white shirt.
Be merry, be merry.
Cover you over with tons of dirt.
Be merry, be merry.
Be merry, my friends, be merry. Be merry.
You're listening to the Groovy Uncle podcast.
But there's good news too. Although Chris knew the end was near, he continued working on various projects, including a book of lyrics, the musical suite and One Red Mitten, and an album of new songs, The Earth's Rotation, recorded with his newly formed band Pod at Jim Riley's Ranscombe Studios, which ended up featuring some mass tambourine playing from former Loins Rob and Arf. For the collaboration, he turned to musician Stuart Turner, who I spoke to earlier.
I became aware of Chris Broderick through, it turned out, an unsanctioned live recording of the Singing Loins. Our mutual friend David Wise had recorded the Loins playing for a music festival in Medway that he'd sort of bashed together. Then he put out a book, an account of the music festival, and it included these live bootlegs of performances from the festival. I was new to the area, so I bought the book because I wanted to see what was going on in local music stuff. And I was really taken with the Loin stuff. I thought it was great. Turns out Chris wasn't so impressed with the fact that they'd been recorded and he wasn't getting any money from it. But, you know, didn't stop him doing another thing for Dave. And there was a live album recording down at the Command House, which the Loins were playing at. And it was one of the very early, well, first proper gig of Rob Shepherd in the band. That was the first time I met them all. And yeah, it was great. And I was so impressed with the kind of instant rapport they had, easy rapport with the audience. And it was a very interactive show. Great songs, great voice. It was really good.
So tell me a bit about how you got to work with Chris more recently.
Well, late 2019, his people talked to my people. You know how it is. But the Loins had put out another album. And after that, Chris was looking for another musical venture. He asked Sean if he thought I would be interested in any kind of collaborative project. And Sean's response was, well, why don't you ask him? which he did, yeah. Which is nice. So I got a phone call and he said, I was wondering if you want to come round later on in the week and we can discuss maybe doing some music together. What do you think? So I went around to see him and he explained that he'd been listening to lots of different kinds of music, particularly he'd been very taken with a bunch of later period Velvet Underground songs he'd never heard of. And how would I feel about going away and trying to write some music that would be in that kind of vein, and then send some kind of rough recording over to him, and he'd write some lyrics and top line melodies to it and see what we come out with. I wrote a couple of songs in that kind of vein, sent them over to him, and then he invited me over the next week. He invited me over back over. He said, "Yeah, got them." So I went over, and sure enough, we had two songs. Came over with a guitar. We sat around his kitchen table and sort of played them, and they just slotted in really quickly, really easily, sounded really good, and I just started jamming away on guitar, and we ended up with a third song in the same night. So the guitar thing was made up that night, and he had a hum that became a song on what became the album.
So tell me a bit more about the Pod Project.
The Pod Project is it ended up being six people. So there's myself on electric and acoustic guitars. There is Nicholas Rice on bass guitar, long-time Groovy Uncle collaborator, I understand. Jimmy Moore from the band High Span, formerly of the band Rusty from Canada, on drums. Chris on vocals initially, obviously, and Rachel Lowry on backing vocals. Following Chris's passing, we were stuck in a situation where we had half an album. We'd recorded five songs, and we were going to record the other six in January. That was the plan. We'd been rehearsing, and sadly, Chris didn't make it to the last 2 January. We all didn't know, including him, that he was ill when we recorded the first five. So he was in fine fettle, and we were sort of rehearsing with the aim of playing some gigs.
Some of these are for the, where we're going to go, a Pod. But that's my name for the Pod. That's the working title. The Pod is just called Pod. It seems that the Earth's rotation is making me dizzy, giddy and stupid, relentlessly spinning, circling the sun, overtaking the day and the night. It seems so ridiculous, everything's changing, orbiting madly, increasingly faster, waving goodbye to our echo as we chase the light. The Earth's rotation is making me dizzy.
that's coming out on Spin Out Nuggets. But the problem with it, we recorded half an album and then we had the other half to record. So we ended up with the second half of the album ended up with me singing away on it. It's Chris's tunes and it's Chris's words. I think it was as good a thing as we were going to make. And I'm very proud to say we finished it as well. Yeah. I think it could have just fallen apart. And at the end of the night, he just said, this is good. Do you want to do this other thing? It turns out he'd got a whole set of lyrics that he'd been writing on and off for a few years previous that was never intended for the Singing Lions. And he tried to get it off the ground a couple of times with a couple of people. And that's why I tangentially mentioned Chris Dollymore. But they'd been in touch and they were talking about doing this together. Either it was just because it was impractical for Chris living down in Cornwall, or more probably because Delamitri reformed, his involvement got shelved. So did I want to be involved in this other project he had, which is a whole set of lyrics about Catherine Eddowes, who was a woman from the West Midlands who ended up being the fourth Jack the Ripper victim. And Chris had seen a display of her belongings in the London dungeon and was slightly appalled that a woman could be reduced to a kind of freak show. And he wanted to kind of humanize, de-victimize the victim, humanize the character. Plus, the more he read about the various people on the kill list, the more he realized she was exactly his sort of character that he liked to write about. So he had this whole set of lyrics, and then midway through him writing these lyrics without any real clear plan of where they were going with it, the Harry Rubinold book The Five came out. You're doing exactly the same thing in a kind of historical biography of the five women, de-victimizing the victim. And so it obviously spurred him on to finish off some more of the words. Yeah, and until I happened along with our other thing, he hadn't really got a clear plan of how he wanted it to be. So then we were writing two things at once. So I'd go away and write music, sketch out music for him to write melodies and lyrics to, and be emailing them across to him. And that was for the band we were calling Pod. again, with no clear plan of how we were going to record them at the end, but that was always the game plan. It was, we were going to record an album of these songs. Meanwhile, he sent me over all of the lyrics in a lump, the Catherine Hillows project, which is called One and One Red Mitten, which is the last line of the coroner's report into her death, which lists all her worldly belongings.
Yeah, so the timeline then, you were working on both projects kind of at the same time. But the pod album, the band, that's coming out later this year, is that right? And One Red Mitten is going to be performed later this month, is that right? Have I got that right?
30th of April, noon o'clock, in the Cathedral Crypt in Rochester.
And are there tickets for that, or
no tickets required? Get there early to avoid disappointment.
And what about, is that going to be a recording as well? I mean, are you going to go in the studio and record those?
We're planning on recording it after the fact. We've been working towards the deadline of Sweeps. The problem with all of these things was the moment I started working on the songs, Chris immediately started talking to Doug Hudson about performing it live at Sweeps, which then set a kind of a deadline on it. Bearing in mind, I only started on the Mitten songs in January of 2020, and he was already talking about May. anyway, May 2020 became impossible because of all the COVID unpleasantness, which became actually quite a relief because, you know, I hadn't finished the songs, to be honest. I was going at a fair rate. For every song I sent him to turn into a pod song, I'd write music to the lyrics that he'd sent for a Red Mitten song. So every time between sort of December 2019 and March 2020, we were meeting up most weeks. And most weeks we had something.
So you've got the pod album. What's the pod album going to be called?
The pod album is called The Earth's Rotation.
Okay, The Earth's Rotation pod. Then you've got and One Red Mitten, which is going to be the performance.
The folk opera.
At the Cathedral on the 30th of April. But also there's a lyric book as well, isn't there? Are you involved with that?
But the lyric book, that was commenced during, I think he started putting that together during the first lockdown. So it's a series of observations on the lyrics that he wrote, kind of arranged roughly chronologically, as far as I understand, with, you know, and what happened next in his musical life and so forth.
When is that expected to see the light of day?
It was going to, there was a provisional date of April. Again, that was before he'd finished it. There's no date at the moment, but it'll be this year, and it'll be the first half of this year, I would imagine.
Good. Look forward to that. And you said there was something else you're going to come to. You said there's another acoustic.
We eventually finished off the writing of the Mitten songs. Rather, I finished off the writing of the Mitten melodies. Got official sign-off from Chris on each one as we went. Because if he didn't like them, then you know they were going to have to be rewritten. But he didn't dislike any of them. So that was a bit of a bonus because of the COVID stuff. We didn't get a chance to really try it out with anything. And initially, we did just March 2020, just before the first lockdown happened. I did have a run through of the first few songs with Rachel Lowry singing. Around her kitchen table, and it sounded great, and it would have been something. Over the course of the first lockdown, she couldn't commit to it. I understand it completely why, and it's all cool. So we were in a position where we had this thing finally sort of musically together, abstract away. Anyway, you know, I had the tunes and the guitar parts in my head, and that's just and a load of notes written down. And some scratchy phone recordings and stuff. But it wasn't really a full sort of fleshed out thing. And then around Christmas 20, getting on for Christmas 2020, met up with Chris, and we were talking about where we were going to go with this. And we both remembered going to see The Flowing in the Cathedral Crypt, which was, I think, the last time there was a concert in the crypt, both remarking how much we liked it and how we'd love to do the Mitten thing there, but who was going to sing it? And he said, well, I've been watching, over the course of lockdown, I've found Vicky from The Flowing's been doing these songs on YouTube, the recording. I think she's got a great voice. And we remember her from the Cathedral Crypt. And so I can't remember which one of us sent her, would you be interested? I think Chris probably. She said yes on the spot.
In my longing, I shan't be long to return to the hills. In my longing, I'm always wrong, so what do you have to fear? The hour is upon us as death begins to cry. Tell him I'm not afraid to die.
We're not afraid to die.
So in my longing I shan't be long to return to the grave. Blackness fills a void, but it paves the right way. When all of our free virtues are slowly erased, I'll be afraid to pray.
We're not afraid to pray.
So in my longing I shan't be long to return to this town. The docks are empty but the price is plenty. They say there's no God around. They'll ask you for a game or two. Let them win but see it through. Tell him I'm not afraid to lose.
We're not afraid to lose.
Return to the hills. In my longing, I'm always wrong, so what do you have to fear? The hour is upon us as death begins to cry. Tell him I'm not afraid to die. I'm not afraid to die.
But eventually, Chris talked to Doug about the sweeps thing, and it ended up being announced on Facebook before I'd actually ever talked to Vicky properly, let alone had a rehearsal. But meet we did, rehearse we have. My game plan with it all originally was to have a very small acoustic combo behind it, a couple of guitars maybe a bass, but it had to be acoustic instruments. And we were wanting to perform, as much as possible, we wanted to perform it unamplified, not strictly Victorian, but homage to the time period of the subject matter. We didn't want to have a go in there with screaming Marshall stacks in the cathedral either.
Chris was incredibly driven, wasn't he? Had a tremendous work ethic.
The day before he died, he was emailing me extra lyrics for this. The other project, the thing I almost forgot to mention, go back to, was that another 15 song lyrics about Vincent van Gogh's sister-in-law. So another song title about Vincent van Gogh's sister-in-law. There are lots of reasons. Vincent van Gogh's sister-in-law is the reason anyone knows who Vincent van Gogh is, because after he died, her husband, who was his brother, and also his manager, his agent, inherited the estate and then died of syphilis himself. She then had all of Vincent's paintings and that no one wanted a bar of, and she single-handedly went around the world evangelising on behalf of Vincent van Gogh.
The perfect backdrop to a Chris Broderick project, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. So I've been charged with those ones, in a similar way to the Red Mitten Project, with the ultimate aim of having them as a double bill at some point. I haven't started on those yet.
So before we wrap it up, are there any other shout-outs you want to give to anyone?
The Red Mitten thing also includes Mr. Nicholas Rice, and he's very sadly left off the front of the flyer, so I feel I should definitely give him a shout-out because his name doesn't appear on the poster.
And finally, I think I'll let you have the last word on our much-missed and extremely talented friend, the late, great Mr. Chris Broderick.
Oh, Chris was, you know, a wonderfully three-dimensional human being, and I'm very glad to have known him. It was enormous fun writing with him and getting to know him better than I did before. It was frustrating all round, the timing of it all. The timing of, we finished writing an album, but we couldn't record it. We couldn't even start rehearsing the acoustic project. And then just as we are in a position to do all of the things, he's not in a position to do anything. And I think the fact that we've got as far as we have with all of it is a testament to his determination to finish everything. Yeah, big thank you to Doug Hudson for seeing us right with the cathedral, which will be noon on the 30th of April in the crypt. But also to, you know, Amanda and Mandy and Katie and everybody who've been, you know, really supportive. Katie's been doing artwork stuff as a concert program in the best theatre traditions, you know, which will be available also free if you get there early enough.
Stuart Turner, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Chris Broderick, born the 4th of May 1959, died the 2nd of January 2022.
You called me out, China. You played darts with nails. Had a trial for Millwall after 14 brown ales. Drove a 40-foot lorry, proper sheeted and roped. Had me for a son. Is that what you hoped? Your jacket don't fit me, so give us a rest, mate. I can't follow your footsteps. They're too big, they're too straight. Keep your eye on the ball, son. Don't snatch at the trigger. Few words of wisdom, like John Wayne, but bigger. You grew up at El Alamein, not long out of school. You only cried once. You big bloody fool. Your jacket don't fit me, so give us a rest, mate. I can't follow your footsteps. They're too big, they're too straight. Then as you lay dying, your face went to stone. You said Jesus won't help you. We're all on our own. You visit my dreams every night, and I wake up weeping, chewing the fat until light, when I should be sleeping. I'm too small for your jacket, so give us a rest, mate. I can't follow your footsteps. They're too big, they're too straight. So, so long, so long, so long, my old China. So long, so long, so long.